Yeah, that's it, exactly. We're calling on Minister Sapone and Chancellor to reinstate funding to Lifeline. The service has been in our community since 1996, and it's been helping on average about 54 women and their families every year since then. So it's really clear that, you know, the service is needed, unfortunately. And if it's taken away from our community, you know, women and their children will suffer, and we don't want to see that happening. We don't want women to become another statistic in these horrible stories that we've been reading lately about violence and intimate partner violence towards, you know, women across the country.
Would you hope that Minister Sapone will meet with you personally tomorrow?
We would love that, you know. It would be great to just have a talk with her about the, you know, the bureaucracy, really, of what's happening. This bureaucracy that's killing us here, you know. Tusa say that they already award money to services in Donegal, but they don't seem to appreciate that Inishowen is so isolated and removed from these services, that asking women who are find themselves in controlling relationships to make a 2-hour round trip and keep it a secret, it's too much to ask. So if we could just explain to her that, yeah, you know, we just need you to award money to us up here as well, you know, it would be great, because it seems to be that they're trying to centralise services in the same way that they're trying to centralise all of our services. You know, we've gone from being citizens in a democracy to consumers in some sort of business, you know. Next thing, they'll be telling us we need to go to Sligo to access these services. You know, it's not good enough.